This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And here's our title: Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the magnificent name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that I decrease and you increase. Bless your word, that others may hear your word and see their need of our Savior. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we see here what the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He tells us that we need to not sorrow as those that have no hope. Now, he is not saying that we should not sorrow. We know this because Jesus wept. But one thing that we said before, that was the shortest verse in the Bible. He doesn't want us to stay there. So as we look here, he says, sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. So we have hope in Christ, that Christ will come back. And he tells us in verse 14, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In that great hope today, that we know that if our loved ones have passed on, that Jesus Christ will bring them back with him. And that's the whole crutch of the matter. Do you believe it? That's what the Bible says. For if we believe, do you believe? You must believe in God in order to be saved. There's no doubt. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me that they believe in God. Well, the Bible tells us the devils believe in God and tremble, but they are not saved. To believe in God, that means you must repent and turn from your wicked ways. And it goes together. It can't be separated. So what we see here is that God is saying, do you believe that his Son rose again from the dead? And if you believe that, he says, he will bring them with him. And then he tells us that in verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Now listen to this, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Those are three things that's going to happen. With the shout, the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. I don't know about you, but that is good news. And then he tells us in verse 7, those that remain, those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. I don't know about you, but that's some exciting times, to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord. And it says we will ever be with him. So even in death, we have victory. And even in life, we have victory. And verse...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.